This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
This is Pollyhood, brought to you by Tangata Atumotu Trust.
Talo ko lava malo le ni sabolo manaka kira na talo hani konichiwa ni hao ma wapa sabo greetings and a message hello to each and every one of you whatever corner of this globe you're tuned in from. I'd like to welcome you to 96.9 Plains FM. You're here on the Pollyhood Show here with Sam and Sifwa. Sifwa, how are you doing, my good friend?
Yeah, I'm doing really well, bro. I'm eating a lot. It's the wind down period going into Christmas.
Yes.
We can already say we're well into December, and things are going pretty smoothly heading into holiday season. So, yeah, yourself?
Yes. I've been good. You just made me think about, looking back at this year as a whole. And I think over the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking about how this year has gone. Everything we've gone through, and I can't believe it's, almost halfway through December. And then we're saying see you later to 2020,
And on to 2021, which is, this year has been a really strange one. But to be honest, I'm going to say this one's been like one of my favorite years, 2020, to be honest. I'm going to say it's been one of my favorite years this year. Yeah. A lot of hardships for people, but I'm actually just going to take the positive out of it. I had a really good year.
For sure.
Yeah, but anyway, on to upu of the week. Today's upu is Loto Fawai, which means, Sam...
Loto Fawai, which means charity.
Yes, charity.
Charity in Samoa means Loto Fawai. And hopefully over the rest of this month, there will be charity giving, considering we have Christmas coming up and New Year. So the festive season, which will no doubt there'll be a lot of families out there, celebrating Christmas and New Year's and the holidays as well. And it's all about giving. So charity, Loto Fawai, that is our upu of the week.
Yes, it's our upu of the week. And it's a little bit of what we're going to be talking about on the show. We're going to have a wee chat about some charities that we've done some work with. We're hoping that you guys might be able to do some charity. But we understand that charity starts at home first. So get your home sorted out first before you help someone else. That's definitely number one to do first before giving to another charity. But yes, we're going to be talking about Loto Fawai charities after this.
To all our mātua out there who want to dance and get fit to Pasifika music, join our Siva Samoa dance classes each Thursday at 11 a.m.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Tala for love, everyone. We're back. As Sam and I were saying before, was that... We're going to talk about Loto Fawai, which is Samoan for charity and things we've done. I've come off a charity gig, and we've done quite a few over the years, Sam?
Yes, we have.
Just to fill everyone in, I had a boxing match 2 weeks ago now. Well, a week ago, actually, eh? Just over a week ago. I had a boxing match. I unfortunately lost this one. But I did it on behalf of the Blind Low Vision Foundation, which is an awesome cause. for people who, they were formerly known as the Blind Foundation, but now the Blind Low Vision, probably to incorporate those who have low eyesight and not low vision and haven't completely lost their eyesight. But I fought for...
Why did you choose the Blind Foundation?
Yeah, I chose the Blind Low Vision Foundation because a couple of years before my dad passed away, he went blind. So, and you know, unfortunately for someone like him, it just wasn't a good time. He adopted it pretty well. Like, he was happy all the way up to when he passed. He was pretty happy. He was a good spirited man. But I know how hard it would have been to lose your eyesight, which is pretty, you know, debilitating for a lot of people. You can't see, so you can't look after yourself, so you depend on other people to take you places to help you live your life, which is hard. So I set myself the goal of $500 because, as we're saying before, 2020, it's a very hard time of year. People losing jobs, people losing hours in their work. Money can be scarce for people. So it was hard for me to start this for to ask people for money. So I set it at $500, and people's generosity, like, we raised close to $1,500, $1,500. So that is just testament to the people that I've surrounded myself with, which they all gave generous donations, whether it was small or big. It was still a donation, and man, I cannot thank those people enough for their contributions to that. So I will get in touch. And actually, for the dose, we should actually speak to the Blind Low Vision Foundation and have a chat to them about the services they offer for our community of low vision. But what were you saying?
Can I just bring it back? So you fought last week, and you know, for me sitting there watching you, I just want to go into your fight itself. What was going through your head when you were walking up to the ring?
I heard the music play, "Dark Moon" by Daniel Ray Costello. And that was a very nerve-wracking time for me. That walk up to the ring, it was nerve-wracking, but I enjoyed it. You know, I soaked in people's cheers. People were happy.
Yeah.
I think this fight, and thank you to everybody that came. I know there was around about 60 to 70 people that came to cheer me on. In that crowd, and it was just amazing to have their support. I don't know if you saw, but a real good friend of mine brought a sign with my name on it. That was pretty fun.
I saw that. That looks so... I was like, oh man, the only guy with a sign.
Yes, it was so nice, eh?
I mean, if you're saying you're nervous going up to the ring, I could not tell. I could not tell.
Yeah.
You look pretty focused. And like you said, you lost, but man, to me, even stepping in the ring, you won, man, because I could not even imagine doing that myself. You know, putting myself out there, basically in front of a whole lot of strangers, and you're pitting yourself one-on-one against someone else.
Yeah.
running onto a rugby field, running onto another sport, but playing another sport where you have, you know, your brothers and sisters next to you who you play alongside, you know, that's a lot more easier, you know. But I can't imagine what it was like to stand toe-to-toe with someone else with just everyone watching, man. So, honestly, I have so much respect for you for even getting in there, eh? So... in my eyes, you did not lose. Also, you won, man.
Thanks, man.
Getting in there and giving a shot.
I appreciate that, and like, I still feel like I won because the aftermath was like, you know, we got to get this money to a charity. It was for a cause. Again, it wasn't for a this wasn't a charity event. It was something I just attached to my fight only. And that in itself, to be honest, I was super, super gutted because I had a lot more in the tank I could have fought with. And well done to Phil as well for stepping in the ring.
Yeah.
Big ups to him too. But I was gutted. But now when I look back, I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy with that. So
another, like, you fought and, you know, you did it for charity as well, but you also, I don't know if you realize this, but you inspired myself, and I know you inspired a lot of people out there, because in my head I was, you know, I'd never think about boxing. I'd never think about stepping in the ring. I'd never think about, you know, getting fighting fit. But, like, seeing you do it made me think, well, if Sefa can do it, why can't I do it, you know?
Oh, that's good, bro.
So you've inspired myself, and I know you've inspired a lot of people who might have just sat there and be like, you know, never thought about giving it a go. But 2021, I hope to, you know, be training alongside you, learning from you and all that. And, yeah, so that's just something else that I took away from your fight as well.
Oh, that's really cool, man. that's cool to hear. When I started training, as you remember, I was 148 kgs, close to 150, with the goal of fighting in February. But when the opportunity to come in and jump on this boxing card came, I kind of took it because it kind of just ramped up my training. And it was like... It was good motivation for next year. Start 2021 really well and on a good platform. So it'll be good to train with you, bro, and have a good time getting in the ring. And maybe, like, we don't have to box, but, like, the training part of it is always going to be good. And also, yeah, the charity part of it that we've been talking about has been really cool.
When they asked you to, you know, step in the ring and then touch gloves, what was going through your head? Sorry, I just really want to know, because I can't imagine it, so I just need to know.
Everything was kind of slow motion. My arms were really, really heavy. And I was thinking way too fast. Like, I was thinking like five moves ahead instead of focusing on them now. But yeah, when it was touch gloves, Phil and I, like, when we had previously met, we were kind of very cordial and just like said hello to each other. But leading up to the fight, like a couple of days before, to the weigh-in, to touching gloves, we did not talk to each other. Like, We just saw each other, said hi. That was it. Like, we didn't exchange hugs or said anything. We just think so. When it came to touching gloves, you know, it was time to basically fight, kill or be killed, metaphorically, in that ring, and like, he hit me really good once in the second round. That dazed me for a bit, but at that point, like, I've been hit like that before in training, so I knew how to recover. I had my feet underneath me, so I knew how to duck and weave and stuff at that point. But like, at that point in time, when the crowd's cheering you on, like, you don't feel anything. Like, I felt the hit, I got dazed, but I didn't feel the power come through, just the dizziness, if that makes any sense. Like, I couldn't, the adrenaline is so high. Like, if you get punched, like, you just feel your head go back, but you don't feel pain, if that makes any sense. So, there's so much going in your mind. I didn't hear a thing as well.
Man, I was yelling at the top of my lungs, man. I was like, get him! Get him! But you must have just fully been, like, focused and zoned in on the fight.
Yeah, all I could hear is it was his breathing and my breathing. And he was losing his stamina.
So in a way, there could have been no one in the stadium for you, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what it felt like until the corner. And it was really hot. It was like we were fighting with heaters all around us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I can't wait to get back in the ring next year and obviously build upon this performance and just keep moving forward. I can't wait for that. Now, back onto the businesses of charity that we're talking about. We've done a few charity gigs. We've done Star Jam is a charity in a not for profit organization that we support.
Yeah.
We unfortunately didn't get to host the Star Jam concert this year. Just due to the commitments, because we were booked on the same weekend as Pacific Series. And
that weekend was very busy.
Yeah, and I'm gutted that we didn't get to host Star Jam, because when we hosted Star Jam last year, that was an amazing time, mate.
Yeah.
I
absolutely enjoyed it. I loved it, meeting all the kids that had been practicing for months. And just seeing them smile and just be happy on stage.
Yeah.
Hopefully next year.
And there was like, they were talented too. It was so good to do Star Jam.
Yeah.
Another kind of charity that we've, that's kind of in need come Christmas time is the City Mission. So they thrive, they don't thrive, but they're in need of donations. They can be food, they can be money that goes towards more parcels for people who don't have food to put on the table, especially during Christmas time. The City Mission is definitely one charity to look towards giving if you have enough. And again, I just, man, we said this before we went into this interview, is that charity starts at home. Like, just sort your house first before you sort like another charity. It's all good to like put in time and effort into another charity effort, but it's no good if you're not looking after yourself and your home, your immediate. Any sort of charity work you have planned, Niels?
Just the work that we've been doing through the radio.
Yeah, is there a charity that you'd like to support?
Ooh, the Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, is there a particular reason why, or you've just chosen the...
Oh, I lost my grandmother to cancer about 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, she had... She had lung cancer, but she never smoked.
Oh.
So it was all secondhand. So that was
wow. Yeah.
She passed away. She was in her 60s. So she went from being real strong, being able to do the gardening and all that, to just like a shadow of herself within the space of a year.
Okay.
So yeah. If I was to do something like you did this year, it would be I'd be doing it for the Cancer Foundation.
Yeah.
Oh, and I know a lot of people are affected by it as well. You know, it may not be you yourself, but, you know, you'll have a family member or a friend as well that has been affected by cancer.
Yeah, my eldest brother.
It's a disease we all hate.
He had cancer that was removed, but it was the chemotherapy that weakened his lungs.
Yeah.
That ultimately... caused him to pass. But yeah, the other charity / NGO that really needs people's help is the St. John's Ambulance.
Oh yes,
they're always looking for appeals, and doing like just those drives where they they'll sit in front of like a supermarket or something with those buckets.
Yeah.
So do have a look out for St. John. You know, they're the ambulances. They're our first responders. They're there when we need them. Every time I see them, I do try to give. And you know what was funny is that I was driving behind a St. John ambulance today as I was going to meetings, and I saw a sticker on the back that said this ambulance was donated by blah, blah, blah. I don't remember that person's name. But imagine,
oh, wow.
Imagine if we were like, if there was one day you'd roll up behind the ambulance and you saw this ambulance was donated by Sam Seferadio. That'd be awesome if we brought St. John an ambulance.
Because I don't, it still baffles me as to why St. John is not funded by the government.
I don't know why that is. Mm. But
it's just it's always been like that.
Yeah.
But yes, St. John's awesome calls.
And one that's much needed.
Yeah. Mm. You know, you may have not used the ambulance, but you probably know someone that has.
Yep.
And you may need St. John's in the future.
Exactly. That might be for a goal for us one time, is to buy St. John's an ambulance. They're probably like $500,000, but yeah.
Mm.
To
buy it's to a good cause.
Yeah, that's for a good cause, eh? But yes. Mm. If you're looking to start a charity drive, we would definitely love to hear from you. Let us know if you are looking to start one over Christmas or start one in the near time, and Sam and I would love to talk to you on the show. But anyway, yes, Sam and I are going to look for a charity cause for next year. If you're looking to, if you want us to help you in your charity cause, please do give us a shout, a message as well, and we'll try and help you in any way we can, whether it's having you on the radio to talk about your cause or having us be at a certain event and to talk about it. We'd love to do that, and that's what this platform's for. And again, upo of the week, Sam.
Lots of forward.
Which again, in Samoan, means charity. So please do get in touch if you're looking to do that. We will catch you next weekend. Anything to add there, Sam?
No, just a reminder to all our friends and family who are listening that to stay safe, especially over the summer period. If you're going out on the roads, driving, going out swimming, every year there's, I hate seeing it on the news, there's always some tragedy or something. So just please be careful when you're out there. If you're swimming, swim between the flags. If you're driving, drive to the conditions. And just be safe.
That's the one. Catch you back after this.
Is someone in your family suffering from diabetes, heart disease, or respiratory illness?
Contact our nurses at Tangata Atumotu Trust and we will arrange for in-home support.
Call us on 0800 plus speaker, that's 0800 727 434, or contact us through our website tat.org.nz, that's tat.org.nz.
Man, I love talking about charities, charity work. It's rewarding, it's cool, it's fun giving. It's better to give than to receive is the quote there. And I know we went into a little bit about my boxing as well, which was fun and good, and I hope you other people like yourself get inspired to get out there and do something active. Not get too stuck into the Christmas holiday food, because it's easy to do that. It definitely is easy to do that.
It is.
Yeah. But Anyway, Sam and I would love to thank you all for listening in this Friday. If you missed this podcast or any of the podcasts, you can download them from the Plains FM website or from the Sam Sefa radio page. We'd like to give a shout out to the awesome people at Tangata Atamotu Trust, Carmen Tuipolotu and the team. Thank you for sponsoring the show. But for Sam, from Sam and I, enjoy the rest of your weekend and follow the safety tips that we gave just before. But yes, enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. From Sam and I, Polyhood.
That was Polyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03-377-2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.